Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Friday, the 1st of May of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to Calamity Jane, the cross-dressing, gun-toting American icon. Also on this day in 1931, the Empire State Building in New York officially opened, thereby establishing New York both as an empire and a state. Happy death anniversary today to Johann Ludwig Bach, one of the less famous Ludwig Bachs, unfortunately cast in the shadow of the more Bachy Johann Sebastian Bach. Your guest today in the studio is kelp farmer and PhD in blender studies, Laura Davis. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me again.
It's my absolute pleasure. How's the kelp farming going?
You know what? It's actually pretty good in this day and age. The reduced CO2 emissions are actually terrible for the kelp farming because they rely on CO2 to thrive. But that means that we're getting a slower growth, a richer growth. It's quite flavoursome. Eventually, if this keeps going and we lose all CO2, we'll have a very small but delicious kelp farm.
And has it been affected at all by these coronavirus lockdowns?
Well, I'm not allowed to go outside of the kelp farm. So it's not so bad. It means that kelp grows about 1 meter every day. So I've been able to expand my territory slowly. This is not so bad. It's one of the fastest growing plants on the face of the planet.
Well, Laura Davis, you'll be bringing us our top story for this week, which is all the latest in water news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in headlines now, the politicisation of the coronavirus in the United States has led to the creation of a new non-government organisation. Staffed by volunteers, the Flying Explainers are a squad of scientists and qualified celebrity explainers who will stand outside the houses of coronavirus sceptics and explain how it's not at all like a bad flu, with diagrams to explain numbers to people who don't understand numbers. An explainer hotline has been established which will throw the question mark symbol into the night skies above Gotham City and draw the explainers down on your doubter of choice. Meanwhile, the descendants of the Earl of Sandwich have put in a copyright strike on the subway chain of sandwich artisans, not just for making sandwiches under the trademarked sandwich brand, but for making terrible upsetting sandwiches with bread that tastes like chemicals. The subway brand owner can't be reached for comment, but his email auto-reply includes an apology for the time they accidentally used a child predator as their spokesman. Never has a brand more successfully survived a disaster like that since Volkswagen shed their tagline, "Volkswagen, the choice of Nazis." Meanwhile, meditation apps and sex toy sales have taken off, with people in isolation engaging in self-exploration of every kind. Sources say that while wells of mindfulness are infinite and self-renewing, the same cannot be said for sex toys, and warns the aroused yet climate-conscious that dildos are not recyclable. Spokesman for the sustainable sex movement, Flavius Minch, says, "You can't recycle dildos and you can't get them second-hand. I mean, you can, but you wouldn't. What would you do to a second-hand dildo to make it feel clean?" Confirming that dildos are the most likely of all household appliances to be haunted. And that's all the time we have for our headlines right now, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't take it with you, but you sure can buy it before you go. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Cry Channel's newest dark drama TV program, The Dyslexicist. Marianne Blonde is a dyslexic essayist who travels to the homes of her patients and cleanses their houses of goats, toast, and revenant pirates. The Dyslexicist, 9 p.m. Tuesdays on terrestrial television. Are you tired of secrecy?
Yes.
Are you tired of conspiracy theories?
Uh-huh.
Try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is the quintessence of transparency. You can see right through it, and it's right there. And if you've ever wanted to paint your home but you're not sure if you have the artistic skill, sign up to the magazine that will free your mind and enhance your house. Subscribe to DIY Abstract Impressionist Weekly and you'll get an elaborate explanation of the artistic principles of abstract impressionism, 18 litres of paint, and a paint cannon. Sign up for a year's subscription and we'll throw in a free art critic and 8 out-of-the-box explanations of your messy choices to deploy at family members or sceptical visitors at will. DIY Abstract Impressionism Weekly. Express yourself all over your home.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's all the time we have for your ad section right now, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Water news. Laura Davis, as a kelp farmer, you're constantly submerged in the tidal movements of rain and ocean. What is the latest in the world of water?
Water is going great. It's not very affected by the coronavirus. We've actually been interviewing a series of species of deep sea fish, and they're all fine. Some of them actually hadn't heard about the coronavirus. They're not particularly interested in it either. Higher up in the ocean levels, a few sea creatures had sort of been affected in that they are enjoying the lack of cruise ships. but other than that, the ocean is thriving without us.
Yes, and how is the underwater kingdom currently ruled by Triton? How's that going in terms of the coronavirus? Do we know if mer people are susceptible to the virus at all?
We've done some studies. We've found that they are not, because it's, mostly transferred by droplets, and, mer people tend to be fairly immune to droplets in the first place. They don't drown or anything. Respiratory illnesses don't tend to get into the gills so much. So, basically they're just waiting for us all to die so they can take over the living realm.
And you're in New Zealand at the moment, quite close to the landmass, which is off the coast of New Zealand, which is known as New Zealand. That was funny because yes. I stuttered. Do you know at all anything? I know you're a kelp farmer. I know that most people going into New Zealand come out refusing to speak about what they've seen. Are you hearing anything on the ocean currents about these mysterious federated octopus tribes over there?
A little bit on the currents. Obviously, the borders are closed, so there's no travel between New Zealand and New Zealand. The octopuses have started to mention a third landmass, possibly New Zealand. one more, I think, a little bit smaller, about half the size of Tasmania, but similar in shape.
I mean, that's fascinating. We should all look forward to that. If that's going to rise out of the ocean, it'll certainly make for interesting world politics.
Yes, I think it would be nice to be able to give Jacinda Ardern, anybody like that, one New Zealand and then move along until they got increasingly left-wing.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Laura. I am a long-time listener, first-time writer in to the show. I was so delighted and aroused by the most recently Dancy Lagarde novel synopsis, The Dim Menagerie, that I decided to write in to you and ask if it might be possible to invite the esteemed author to make a guest appearance on The Last Post. Dancy's legions of fans are surely clamoring to hear from the author about how Dancy comes up with such stimulating material. Sincerely, Catherine. My sincerest apologies to Ms. Lagarde if I spelled the name incorrectly. I simply could not be bothered to re-listen to the entire The Last Post archive to find the one in which Alice spells out the name. Thank you for that email, Catherine. Look, normally the guests that we have on this show, it's a satirical news show, and there are very few guests that can cover both, you know, factual news and have the requisite comedy skills to make it amusing and palatable to our very, very wide audience over a period of about 10 years. I do have another podcast, which is an interview show called Tea with Alice, and I'm sure I could get Dancy Lagarde on there to discuss those particularly romantic and sexual novels if you're interested in that. Probably write in to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Do you read any Dancy Lagarde, Laura?
I think I've read Taken by the Woodsman.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's a fantastic one. One of Dancy's earlier works, but super fascinating.
Yeah, she never escapes.
Yeah, very graphic, and also a 14-page essay on how properly to cut wood, which, you know, you've always got to applaud Dancy for the research that goes into those novels.
Very detailed.
Very detailed. Thank you so much for writing in, Catherine. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. And remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast every day or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode for you. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was celebrity kelp farmer Laura Davis. Laura, have you got anything to plug?
I think if you wanted to come and buy some kelp chips from my kelp farm, that would be the best. You can find that at www.kelpkelpkelpkelpkelpkelpkelp.com.
I particularly like your kelp merch, the T-shirt that says, "Kelp, I need somebody." That's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? There's so many puns. I really, once I get the printing press set up on the island, it's going to really be a big seller, I think.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Ped Hunter and Harriet Wells. As we say every day, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.